The market has been waiting for today's big calendar event in the form of US CPI data, and we suspect the result could have a meaningful impact on price action. Inflation reads have been softening up since topping out in June of 2022, and there has been a lot of talk about peak inflation and the Fed needing to pivot back towards more accommodative monetary policy. But despite this pressure, Fed communications have continued to lean hawkish against the will of the market, with rates seen pushing back above 5% in the months ahead. At this point, the big question is whether or not the pullback we've seen since June is indicative of a top, or if this has just been a pullback within a still intense uptrend of rising inflation. And so, after already seeing a number of softer inflation reads in recent weeks, today's release becomes just a little more important in determining exactly where we're at. Peak inflation or breather ahead of another round to the top side. With that said, it's going to be about where the data comes in relative to expectation. As we head into the event risk, it does feel like traders have been a little too aggressive in positioning for a softer read. This sets up the possibility for a bigger reaction if the data comes in above forecast. So breaking it down, if the data comes in above forecast, look out for a massive reversal of flow that results in aggressive downside in stocks and a surge in the US dollar. Above forecast means the Fed will need to be keeping its foot on the gas with respect to rate hikes, and this would likely translate into a terminal rate easily above 5%, and higher rates means yield differentials back in the buck's favor, which also means risk off flow on account of the impact of higher rates on a struggling economic recovery. If the inflation data comes in soft, look out for another big wave of demand for stocks and selling in the US dollar. This means yield differentials moving out of the buck's favor and risk on flow on account of the more investor-friendly monetary policy implication. That's all for now.